Heavenly Father, we thank you as we come to share your word. We pray that your word will be quick and active in us. We know the word is spirit. The word was in the beginning. Today, Lord, we receive your word through the Holy Spirit with your anointing and your wisdom. Let our minds be grounds to receive your word, to bear good fruit to your glory. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at it. Psalm 104. This psalm, I think, talks of the glory of God. There's something about this psalm that just humbles us and shows God in a way which I don't think any other passage of scripture, except from Genesis 1:1, captures who God is, that he is the creator. I'm just going to read the psalm, and so with if you've all got Psalm 104, I know we have different versions. I'm reading the English Standard Version. Verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a garment, stretching out the heavens like a tent. He lays the beams of his chambers on the waters. He makes the clouds his chariots. He rides on the wings of the wind. He makes his messengers winds, his ministers a flaming fire. Verse 5. He sets the earth on its foundations so that it should never be moved. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the sound of your thunder they took to flight. The mountains rose. The valleys sank deep to the place that you appointed for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. I just pause there and let us just spend just to meditate or just reflect on those 9 verses. What is clear here is that God is the creator. He created all things. But more than that, the psalmist gives glory to the works of that creation, to God's authority over all. God is the God of all nature. And in verses 1 to 4, we can see his majesty in the world, even in the upper world. The creation of the sea and of the land is reflected in verses 5 to 9. And here we see some of the things that really stands out to me, for me, is verse 2. Because in verse 2 it says that we know that God is light. God is light. 1 John 1:5. 1 John 1:5 states clearly that God is light. In James 1:17, Scripture also tells us that God is the Father of lights. God is light. He is the Father of lights. That part of Scripture says that there is no shadow of turning in Him. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 16, we read that God dwells in light. He covers Himself. He clothes Himself with light. It's nice to see that when they have any important occasion, even people during their marriages dress in special garments. When Parliament is open, you see how they all dress up. Whenever Prince Charles has to come into an official role, he's dressed up. When he was being coronated, we see all the garments he was wearing. So clothes and the garments we wear represents exactly something about who we are, what we are saying about ourselves. God clothes Himself with light. God is light. There is no darkness in Him at all. And on the first day in Genesis 1, He said, let there be light. So this psalm is speaking about that part of God which is beyond all things, which is first of all visible things in this world. Light is the most similar to spirit. We know about physical materials, we know about flesh, but when we talk about spirit, it's invisible, but the thing you can relate to it is light. There's no shadow of turning in God. All things derive their existence from God. Verse 10. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills. They give drink to every beast in the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst, because besides them the birds of the heaven dwell. They sing among the branches. For from their lofty abode you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. Verse 14. You cause the grass to grow for the livestock, and plants for men to cultivate, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine to gladden the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. In them the birds build their nest, the stork has a home in the trees. And this reminds us of how God has made arrangement and provision for almost everything, really. He's so meticulously planned. So this psalm is reminding us of who God is. We're not here by accident. God actually planned everything. Not only did He plan it, He made provision for all the creatures that He created according to their different needs. Look, some need grass, He gives them grass. Those who need fruits, He gives them fruits. Those who need meat, He's provided meat for them. He's done everything accordingly. Verse 18. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for rock badgers. He made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting. You have made darkness, and it is night. when all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they steal away and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. The psalmist, let's remember that this psalmist is writing not in the 21st century. It's writing eternally, in a sense. But what we picture here is God's planning. It's almost like, okay, you wild beasts like lions and jackals and all of you, during the day, go and stay in your dens and all that. I know here in England now we have the foxes coming out during the day, but they don't really attack man. And during the day, man can look for his own food and do his own work. At night, the lions, you can come out and have your food. That's the way this psalm is presented. I know now, source of overlaps. Well, the principle is the same, that God has provided for each of his creation. He's provided for each of his creation. He's the God who planned it. He planned it. It nothing happened by chance. God planned it all. And the way the sun rises and the moon comes and the sun comes again. I know scientists might say, oh, it's because that is turning and that is why you have sun after day. But God made it so. God made it so thousands or millions of years ago. Depends on how you want to look at it. He made it like that so that the sun has its limits. The night has its limits. Nothing takes over from the other. God has established it like that. And not only did he establish it, we see as we read forward in the psalm, he actually maintains it. He makes sure that it stays exactly that way. Verse 24. O Lord, how manifold are your works? In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Here is the sea, great and wide, which teems with creatures innumerable, living things both small and great. There go the ships and the leviathan, which you have formed to play in it, like the Loch Ness Monster. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. And this is God. He's made provision for everything. Everything. Verse 28. 29. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. I like verse 26 because the Leviathan, I just want to draw on that a little bit, because I think a few years ago, as I read in the paper, some kind of thing came out, washed up from the sea that they'd never seen before. So I can imagine that there are creatures in the sea that man has not seen. But God in his wisdom, through his prophets, through his revelation to the psalmist, this thing called Leviathan, people have tried to, what is it? It's a big, huge sea creature, some that dwells in the sea. God created the sea, and it's almost like the sea is like another level where there are lots of things happening there. We understand that there are parts of the sea that light does not even penetrate to it. And yet there are creatures living in there. So we see that God's sovereign power is over all his creatures. In the air also, all the birds, God provides for them. God provides for each and every one of them. And I know that even as man explores into space, if we come across any living thing, we'll find that God has provided for them. So this psalm, I think, should remind us of the greatness of our God. And it's a thing of joy I feel when I'm reading this psalm, that this is my God. That's why I wanted to share it. That this is our God. This great God. This great ruler. We should be proud of him. We should have pleasure in him. We should be excited that the God of all creation, he is your God. He's our God. He is our God. We drive our existence from him. We derive everything from him. He gave it to us so that we can have this life that is so, I don't know. We don't know where life comes from, but we have it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have this life. I remember yesterday while we were down at Lulworth, and one of us wanted to take the ferry, and another one was like, no, we shouldn't spend that much money. It's like, look, God has given us much. Well, let's use it. Where are we going to take it? And that is just how God is. You have different extremes, but at both extremes, we glorify God, we praise God. We do our thing for God. We're not saying, oh, let's do it because we have it. We have more than enough. We say, let's do it because God has given us enough. So let us enjoy it. This is the God that we serve. This is God. We are kept in this existence by him. Hallelujah. And we are used by him as it pleases. We are used by him as it pleases. Job 26, verse 7. Job 26, verse 7. He stretches out the north over the void and hangs the earth on nothing. On nothing. On nothing. The tallest building has foundations. Hallelujah. That aircraft that goes into the space, if it does not continue to be propelled or have, is going to drop. So everything that man created has foundations. But God's creation is hanging on nothing. Nothing. Where is the pillar of the earth? Where is the foundation that holds the moon? No. It is God. It is God who holds it there. And God is in verse 10, we see that God is a generous God. Because he provides good things for all his creatures, all his creation. Verse 31. I find this some exciting. Maybe my excitement will rub off to you, but it's just a psalm that talks so much about our God. 31. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles? Who touches the mountains and they smoke? I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God. For while I have been, may my meditation be pleasant to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God has established this boundary. He's established it. And the waters don't go past their boundary. Even when there's a tsunami, it returns back to the boundary that God has created. This is our God. And we are his creation. So I think we should always rejoice in it. We should humble ourselves and consider that we must depend on God for all the support we need for our lives. We live on his gifts. Everything is supplied by him. Because our own hands are not enough. Let us consider that our food comes from the earth. Whether you're vegan or you're vegetarian or you eat meat, it all comes from the earth. So the earth, let's remember that we ourselves are taken from the earth and we will return. But as Jesus said, don't think that we'll live by bread alone. For the bread would only feed our bodies. But we must look at the word of God for wood, for food that endures to eternal life. Food that endures to eternal life. John 6:27. Just want to read it. John 6:27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal. Amen?
Yeah.
Let us do the work of the gospel. The work of being light in darkness. The work of spreading the gospel that God loves people. That God has made provision for eternal life for whosoever believes. Let us do this work. That is the food that we need. Hallelujah. Let us consider that we are on the same level as animals. The same earth. The same plot of ground that gives grass to the cattle is the one that gives grains, that gives wheat to we humans. And God provides it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen.